Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi.
There is a halacha that we all know well, which is that we are not allowed to cut our payas, the limit of this prohibition is not entirely clear. Of course, we know that there are groups of chassidim who have very long payas, so they think that one is never allowed to cut their payas whatsoever. However, clearly in our community, we do allow for the cutting of payas. What we don't allow for is fully rounding off the corners. And so what exactly that means is not entirely clear. But essentially, the area that we're concerned of is the area that goes from the top of the forehead all the way to the top of the jawbone right over here, right underneath the ear. And so the question is, though, what a person is allowed to and not to cut, and to what extent is, of course, the source of great debate. If a person wants to be as strict as possible without going crazy above and beyond, so that's why a lot of people have beards, because it's just easier to have a beard so that you don't get into any questions of how long your sideburns should be, and also there is a prohibition of cutting the beard as well, and so therefore all these things are serious considerations. But most people rely on the leniency, or a lot of people, I should say, rely on the leniency nowadays, which is that the concern is only to use a razor. So if you use a sharp blade to your face, that's a real Torah prohibition. Don't do that. But if a person goes ahead and uses one of these fancy razors, which you do have to be careful, some razors, like the electric razors, some of them are a little bit problematic. But as a general rule, if you use an electric razor that's not going to be a blade directly against your skin, then even if it goes pretty close, it's not such a concern. And that's why a lot of people, you do see clean shaven nowadays, and they're not public sinners, because of the fact that we have many ways to make this happen. But again, people should be careful and considerate of the fact that this is a Torah prohibition, and they're two separate things. One, rounding off the corners of the beard, and number two, rounding off the peyot. And so a person should just be sensitive to the fact that this is a general Torah prohibition, and you follow whatever stringencies or leniencies you want to follow, but just be aware that it's a reality. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chananel, and the Kashmir.